Hello and welcome back for another episode of the Did You Know Show. Brent Hesse and joining me on this Black Friday, Noah Cassidy. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, Noah.
Oh, it was a great Thanksgiving for sure. A lot of good football. Enjoyed time with the fam, some games. You know, had a good time. How about you?
Absolutely. Me too. Gotta agree with all that. Love Thanksgiving. And now a day that a lot of people also enjoy, Black Friday.
Yeah,
for me,
of course.
The shopping's not usually my
scene. Not my style either at all. But a lot of people stay up all like through Thanksgiving and then they leave and go spend nights out in lines.
Crazy. But if it gets the job done, I can't argue with it.
Nope, can't argue at all.
So we've got some Did You Knows. Mine is going to have to do with Black Friday, so excited to talk about that. But what do you got about?
So we kind of were talking about ours a little bit, and so I'm going to slightly spoil it, but more like intro you into it. Okay. But before I do that, I'm going to go ahead and look at this one. First off, did you know that actually Black Friday was once called Big Friday?
Big Friday.
So that did change to Black Friday at some point. But what I really wanted to talk to you about is, did you know holiday shoppers indirectly determine the date of Thanksgiving? Or determined.
No.
Not, they don't continue to determine, but indirectly they did determine the date of Thanksgiving in the past.
No, I didn't. So basically, people figured out when they wanted to start turning their attention to Christmas, and then they just put Thanksgiving.
Exactly.
Right,
so from the early 20th century, there we go. The U.S. president would declare a day of giving thanks on the last Thursday of November. Okay, but this actually changed in 1939 when the last Thursday was actually the last day of the month. And so it didn't quite work the way they wanted to it. So retailers were actually afraid that the holiday season would be shortened and therefore petitioned to the president to declare the holiday be held 1 week earlier so that Black Friday, when everybody was shopping, would actually happen.
It would still be in November.
So 1941, Congress created a joint resolution to clear things up. And after that, Thanksgiving was always celebrated on the fourth Thursday in November, which gave shoppers one extra week to shop before Christmas. So that is why we have Thanksgiving. When we have Thanksgiving is actually indirectly because of shoppers.
Yeah, and so this Thanksgiving's pretty early this year.
Exactly.
We had Thursday was one of the first days of the month, so.
So it's a whole lot earlier
than
usually
it could have been. It could have been, you know, still a couple days away.
And to kind of intro you into yours.
Yes. So my did you know is, did you know that Black Friday is the busiest day of the year for plumbers?
What? I mean, you'd think that they were off.
Well, they've got a lot of stuff to do. Once you think about it, you're like, oh, okay. But it's actually not maybe the first thing that you would think of, which is that the plumbers are needed in the bathrooms. It's that the plumbers are needed in the kitchens because of the way that people dispose of their food and their waste.
Instead of throwing it in the trash, getting it down the disposal.
So there is an uptick in bathroom trips following a Thanksgiving dinner. That's completely understandable. But that's not the main reason why high volume of calls get to plumbing companies the day after Thanksgiving. The biggest reason for a need for a plumber is that the kitchen sinks and garbage disposals have issues.
Yep, of course.
So the biggest
bones down there.
Right. The biggest issues are turkey drippings and clogged sinks because of the grease that can harden. Also, starchy foods like rice and mashed potatoes and stuffing can lead to problems. So it's a big issue with not disposing of the food properly, and ends up being plumber's biggest day is Black Friday.
So not only are all the retailers making lots of money, but also your plumbers. Yep. All the bunch of work coming on that
day. I guess it's too late now to tell you because it's already Black Friday, so you've already done what you've done with your food, whether you threw it down the sink or threw it in the trash.
Yep.
But hopefully you threw it down the trash, and now you don't have to call the plumber up today.
And if you do, well, you're giving them some business, so appreciate that.
And maybe that's a lesson for next year.
Right.
Well, that's our Did You Know on this Black Friday. Hope you all have a great holiday. Good luck on your shopping today, if that's what you're doing, or if you're just relaxing, trying to take a day easy after a big Thanksgiving. That makes a lot of sense, too. And make sure you come on back Monday for another episode of the Did You Know Show.